You've had Sylvia, your wife, for this William Hill Grand Slam of Darts. Do you think that's made a difference?
Yeah, big time, yeah. Sylvia wasn't there for the last 2 years. She never ever felt comfortable travelling with me. She said, do your thing. We had a hard time in our relationship for the last 2-3 years. And she said, do your thing. And from last Thursday, when I came over, I did an exhibition in Banbury, and I rang her on a Friday. I said, I miss you. She said, yeah, I miss you. I said, come over. I would come over. I said, I'll book you a flight with KLM, so no worries. And then she came on a Saturday morning, and since then we had the time of life. We have a very nice day. We went shopping in Birmingham. We had a brilliant time, and that's relaxed me. And for some moments we had a brilliant time. And you see, when she's in the venue, you feel the love. You feel the tension and the love she's giving me. And at the end, I needed that big time.
Wow, so your William Hill Grand Slam of Darts victory is down to your missus coming here and going shopping in Birmingham.
Yeah, I lost a lot of money there, trust me. So I don't know if I got money left of the prize money, but no, I'm over the moon that she was there. So for me, that was really important this last week.
This needn't be just one major tournament.
Everyone knew this, you know. Everyone was telling me, Ray, you're the best, you can do this, you can beat everyone. But my worst enemy was myself. I am my worst enemy. Not believing myself, thinking, oh, Ray, can I do this? Yeah, you can. But belief, it's all about belief. And you see, like I told earlier, I was thinking about to skip this tournament and the Dutch Masters 2 weeks ago, thinking about to work on my energy level and my diabetes, and thinking skip this one because I want to focus for the World Championship. And two close friends of mine in my management, they said, "No, Ray, because if you stand still, you know, if it's bad. You have to go there every single time. You have to feel the pressure. You have to play. That's why you get better." And I want to thank them sincerely because they were right. And I won this title, so the first thing I do tomorrow morning, I ring them up and bring them a big cake.
And just finally, Raymond, if this is our Barney back for good, you're a threat at the Players' Championships, you're a threat at the Worlds, you're a threat at everything.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's good to tell you this, you know that? Because if I did this ever before, I wasn't mean this, but now I do.